Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Allison, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm so happy that you joined us this evening. We have a really special guest that we're going to be getting to in just a moment, but I do have a couple of things to tell you. First off, let's start with the birthday number. If today is your birthday or if you know anyone who was born on the 29th, this is a pretty good description of some of their talents and abilities. Born on the 29th, you're highly intuitive and creative. You tend to see things in pictures. And sometimes it might even seem, much to the amazement of people around you, that you draw information and ideas right out of the sky. Intuition really is your gift. And you also seem to have this powerful drive to know the oneness of all things. And you may feel so driven by spiritual pursuits that no matter what you do in life, the world of spirit and philosophy will be central to your daily behavior. You will feel linked with the larger universal forces. You might even feel as though you have some special purpose in life, and really nothing will change that. Your highly developed intuition makes you a wonderful counselor, healer, or a health practitioner. You also have a gift for inspiring people, and you may find that people admire you without you really understanding or knowing it. You definitely are a visionary, and you really do come into this lifetime very wise. Your sensitivity, this psychic ability that you have, really is empathic. You're very strongly clairsentient. You're influenced by your surroundings. You feel people, places, and things. You feel energy. But also you love beauty and harmony. You're probably very good in social situations, probably enjoy the attention. And let's not say that there isn't a few downsides. You can be kind of emotional, sometimes experiencing the great highs of happiness and sadness. I think a person that was born on the 29th, I mean, really, quite frankly, you're sensitive and your feelings get hurt quite easy. And sometimes you can actually get depressed because you lack confidence during the times when you're in a dark mood. But despite all the sensitivity, you really have some super leadership abilities. You tend to be modest, diplomatic, and quite polite. And you have the ability to persuade people, and you can actually be quite forceful. You can really be a true leader. This sensitivity that you have also has some good things about it because it makes you very compassionate, kind, and gentle. And actually, having a 29 birthday, it really does give you an opportunity for fame and success. So it's a great day to be born. My daughter was born on the 29th, and she is all of those things and then some. And the other thing that I wanted to just get in real briefly before we get to our guest is those of you that are listening, if you would like to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, it gets published once a month. It's on the subject of numerology. It's fun. It's informative. But the really cool thing about it is that I give you your monthly personal forecast according to numerology. So, and they're coming out November 1st. So if you're interested in getting your monthly forecast delivered to your email address, just go to visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and send me an email and put newsletter in the subject line, and I would be very happy to sign you up for the newsletter. Okay, there's my announcement, did my homework, and now it's time for my special guest. Our special guest this evening is Patty Sinclair. She is a psychic medium, and I welcome you, Patty, to the show. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thanks, Allison. I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
Well, good. Very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could sit here and I could read your bio and tell everybody about you, but, you know, I just think it's so much more personal, and it's also quite insightful to let people connect to you and hear you tell us about yourself. So if you don't mind, I'm putting you on the hot seat, and why don't you tell our listeners all about you.
Well, I'll try and keep it short and simple so we can get to readings and different things. But
okay.
Basically, I always knew from a very young age that I had a vibration that went to people that little kids usually don't vibrate towards. I always wanted to hang out with my elderly neighbors instead of my friends on the street, and I was always wanting to sit up with older people or just my mom and dad and their peers at parties and talk with them. And my mom would always say things like, don't you want to go outside and play with your friends or, you know, be with your sisters and brothers? And I always wanted to be with them, and I was very intrigued all the time with their conversations and very empathic towards the illnesses and life challenges of the elderly. And my mom just thought I was a sweet young child but had no idea why I resonated so much with this. And I guess it stayed with me throughout my life, and yet it didn't seem like a real gift. In other words, a lot of mediums will tell a story about how they could see people sitting at the edge of the bed, you know, when they were little. Or,
sure.
You know, I've read so many bios of different mediums, and I think to myself, I wasn't really like that. I just seemed like I was always on sort of a different level, a different tune. And I put it away for a long time, Allison, and I'd like to share this part of my story, not because it's the most uplifting side, but I think that a lot of people that are clairsentient or have any of the clair gifts often resonate with me when I say that for years I suffered from panic disorder and high levels of anxiety because I would tamp down all of my gifts. You know, I just would put them somewhere away inside my body. And, of course, now as a healer, I understand that the energy had to go somewhere. And so it came out, pardon me, in an anxious way. And I lived in that sort of realm for a long time, just not knowing or wondering, who can I tell the things that I see and hear? I grew up in a Catholic household that was very loving and not judgmental, but it wasn't still a place where you could really talk about those things. And later I was in a very strong Christian community when I went to college and felt even more afraid, I guess, to tell anyone what was really going on with me. So as it became clearer and clearer to me that I was going to be unable to avoid what was happening, I guess I sort of came out of the spiritual closet shortly after September 11th, when I realized that I couldn't hide the gifts anymore. You know, it was sort of that if you can't beat them, join them sort of thing. And I began to study the chakra system in depth and began to trust the gifts that was given to me with the voices that I heard. And when I say voices that I heard, you know as well as I do that that's a voice that you hear inside your head and not something outside the head. Sometimes we say that, the voices that I heard, and the skeptics will roll their eyes and go, yeah, I told you they were crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she's hearing voices. But as I began to give messages to close family and friends, and the messages were valid, it really gave me such a peace to know that I could take the energy and go somewhere with it. And then it was really unstoppable for me. I felt such joy in the gift that I've never, ever once regretted you know, being a medium. Some people wonder, is it hard? It's not always an easy day. You know, you're confronting a lot of people in grief. Mm-hmm. It's not always an easy job. But I wouldn't ever trade it. You know,
right.
I would never trade it.
Right.
So I guess that's not the short version, but that's one of the versions.
I know that we have a caller because I heard a beep. What I'm going to ask you to do, if you will just hang out there for a little bit, and we will certainly get to you. You can stay right on the line. I just want to go a few more things with Patty before we really kind of open up to calls.
Okay.
So, caller, do you mind doing that?
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, hang with us. The one thing that you just said, Patty, that kind of stunned me was the panic disorder, the panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I had those.
Yeah.
And, of course, I never had anybody associate it to being clairsentient.
Yeah.
But I suffered with them for a good long time.
A lot of us have.
You just helped me out. It took a long time to get over them, but thank you.
Well, just a little validation, and sometimes it's all you need, right? Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, because I did have a big problem with that one, especially in my 20s. So an interesting 20s, get it, 2 is intuition, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
20s were a tough decade for me, too, yeah.
Well, one of the major reasons that you're here this evening, I mean, you are going to be doing readings for our listeners, and I know my listeners are going to be really excited to get that insight from you. But, you know, I want to take a minute here and talk about these wonderful, beautiful, within-reach mediumship cards. And I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, in my course of doing numerology readings for people, certainly in numerology, we can see the spiritual shifting that goes on in people's charts.
Mm-hmm.
Times in their lives when the awakening even comes in, or when it's a time to like devote more of their time and attention to spiritual matters.
Right.
We certainly can see the death of loved ones sometimes just written, because there's times in people's charts that it's the dark night of the soul, or it's a time a very difficult year has been written for whatever reasons, along with all the beautiful and wonderful information that comes with numerology. And I have found myself on the end of some readings where, you know, I'm talking to people who have lost a loved one,
mm-hmm.
a child, a husband. And I'm a very empathic person. I certainly use what I do to help to heal people. And their grief is really so overwhelming that sometimes I don't even feel worthy to try to counsel or to try to help someone.
Right.
And when I started leafing through these cards and reading your messages, I was so deeply touched by, I just knew that these could immensely help someone who was dealing with grief or someone who had lost a loved one to remain in touch,
right.
and how healing these cards are.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like for you to, you know we got the car waiting, but I really want you to tell everyone, why did you, what motivated you to make these very unique cards, because I've never seen them before, and tell us about this. How did you go about this? Because they're just, they're phenomenal. They really are.
Well, I'm a student of Doreen Virtue, who's really, for those people that haven't heard of her, and I know that for your audience there probably aren't too many that haven't heard of her, but
sure.
Doreen's pretty much known as the Angel Lady, and to me she's the world authority right now on angels. And for years I've been using her oracle decks, Allison,
mm-hmm.
To do my own readings for myself and family and clients. And I used to just sit and wonder, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if you had mediumship cards?
Mm-hmm.
Where you could empower others to give their own readings to connect with their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't really seem plausible to me, you know. I sat and thought about what would they say, and
sure.
Gosh, what would the messages be, and how could they not be generic? And, you know, Doreen has a fun thing that she says when we're in workshops, and when there's a problem or an issue that you have with something in your life, she'll teasingly say, have you talked to your angels about that? And then, you know, of course, everybody thinks a big sigh and says, no, I was, you know, connecting with my ego about that. I wasn't really asking the angels. And
right.
So, sure enough, I did sit down and talk with the archangel known as Azrael, who is sometimes called the angel of death, but I like to refer to him as the angel of transition.
Sure.
And he helps me immensely in my work, as does Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little chat with those boys about what we could do with a deck of mediumship cards. And the deck was literally channeled by them in about 3 days.
Wow, 3 days.
3 days. And
wow.
All handwritten longhand on little sheets
sure.
of lined paper of my kids that
mm-hmm.
they use for school.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually used that as a deck. We would staple all the messages together, and
mm-hmm.
we'd use those as a deck.
Right.
And then a girlfriend put them in the computer and laminated them, and that was our next deck. And then, you know, finally Spirit allowed us financially to make them so that they could be utilized by the public. And we feel very blessed by them. I almost don't feel like I had much to do with them.
Well,
but
you know, the one thought that I had when I was working with them and reading them
mm-hmm.
is, you know, so many people out there possess their own intuitive or their own psychic ability.
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, jump out on a limb here and think that if someone were to work with these cards, and were predisposed, and if they were actually trying to develop their mediumship, I would think that these would jumpstart that, or because not only are you reading the message, but I would think that you would get other messages besides just what's coming on the card.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, yeah, because that was my intention. I really imbued that that ability for the reader of the cards
mm-hmm.
to feel empowered, because I actually teach something called empowerment mediumship.
Sure.
And it's really important to me, because as a medium,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can only read so many people, and
sure.
especially in like a gallery-style setting, Allison, where there's a lot of people, it's hard on the medium because you can really only bring in so many messages, and yet everybody there is hoping they get one.
Sure.
And so during my mediumship weekend trainings that I do, we utilize the deck the whole weekend,
mm-hmm.
and it's been amazing to see what comes up for people. They feel almost the minute they start to just turn the cards over, they feel the loved ones of the person they're
sure.
reading come in, and it
right.
has been quite explosive, you know, as far as my own faith
mm-hmm.
to watch something outside myself occur,
mm-hmm.
Because I don't mean to sound so humble about it, but really I don't feel connected to the enormity of what's happened with the cards, because there aren't any others like them. So
there is
exciting.
No, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just like you were saying, feeling the love that comes from the past of a loved one. That was a. I actually tried them out on some friends that I knew that had people that crossed over, and I actually did readings for them and used them. And you know, I've done some mediumship in my time certainly, but I really believe that that's one real strong way of knowing that your loved one is, that you can literally feel that love coming through, and that was really evident in these cards, and they're wonderful. And we're going to just, I know that we have this caller, and we're going to go right to the caller here shortly, but before we do, Patty, someone may want to just want to look at these cards or may look at the deck. Give them right this minute, where do they go to get a hold of these cards?
www.pattysinclair.com. And there's a link right on the cover page to click on the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of test cards that they can look at, so they sort of get a feel. And we're actually working on an interactive deck online so that you can actually, we're going to have cards that will line up that you can actually click on a card and it'll turn over so that you can do your own reading.
Oh, that's great.
It's kind of a fun interactive thing we're working on. And,
that's fabulous. I love that. I just want to tell listeners, it's spelled P-A-T-T-I.
Right.
Okay, because they might be looking and putting a Y in there. So
right.
P-A-T-T-I-S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R.com.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a little brief break from this conversation, Patty, and we're going to get to this caller who's been waiting ever so patiently.
Yes,
thank you, caller, for waiting. Who's calling, please?
Erica.
Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, and I'm assuming that you would like to speak or ask or talk to Patty?
That would be great, yes.
Hi, Erica.
Well, let me introduce you to. Hello, Patty, this is Erica. Erica, this is Patty. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Erica, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How can I help you tonight?
Actually, I want to talk about my mother.
You wanted to talk about your mother.
Yeah, I lost her almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we had a very negative relationship.
Okay.
And I need to know that she has found peace, that she's okay.
Okay. Let me just check in with her. I'm just going to ask you a couple of quick questions, and if it doesn't make sense to you, Erica, you can just maybe write it down, and then after we hang up, it might make sense to you. Sometimes these things take a while to come through. But I'm just going to ask you, is there an M female that your mom would mention?
Yes.
Okay, who is that to your mom?
Her first name began with M.
Okay. Oh, this is Mom. I'm sorry, honey. What's her first name?
Marla.
M as in Marla. Okay.
Yes.
Your grandmother on your mother's side is also passed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your grandma fondly, more so than your mother, Erica?
Yes.
In other words, you had a better relationship with Grandma than you did with Mom?
Definitely.
Okay, because they're both reaching out to you, but I want to tell you about the strained relationship that your mother had with her father. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because your mom's apologizing for this, her treatment to you. You have a sibling also, Erica?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
You have two siblings?
No, only one.
Only one, okay, because your mom's out.
We had foster kids in the house growing up.
You had foster kids. I see. Okay, your mom's talking to me a little bit quicker than I can keep up with her, so I'm just going to keep rolling with what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Her apology, Erica, comes because of her relationship that was very strained with your grandpa. She also didn't get along very well with her own mother because she was very sharp-tongued. Your mother was very sharp-tongued. Okay.
Yes.
You know that, right? Okay. I want to say that there's a birthday or anniversary coming up for someone in the family that your grandma's trying to acknowledge. Can you tell me who that is?
My mother and father's anniversary is just passed. My aunt and her husband's anniversary is coming up. And my grandmother's anniversary would be in December.
Now, is your aunt and uncle, is this their wedding anniversary, Erica?
Yes, it's their wedding anniversary.
And is this your mom's sister?
My mom's sister, yes.
Okay. And she's still here, though, right, Erica?
Yes, she is.
Your aunt is still here. Can you let her know that your mother was asking for her?
Oh, she'll be thrilled.
Okay. Erica, what was so heavy about your mother's chest area? What happened with her illness in the chest area?
She died from pulmonary disease.
Okay. Because she just shows me the heaviness in the chest, and she wants you to know that it's all lifted, and that she's found peace within herself, which is was really the most important thing for your mom, because her own demon was her relationship with herself. And I want you to know, Erica, do you have a little girl of your own?
I'm not biologically, but I raised my niece for a good number of years.
Okay, because your mother's showing me the little girl that's connected to you, and she's also calling out to her that Grandma wants to say hello. Was there something wrong with your mom's knees?
Yeah, she was arthritis and gout.
Okay, because she's pointing to the knees too, and showing me that this is lifted also. Can you accept your mom's apology, because she's just extending to you dozens and dozens of long stem yellow roses, but they're all filled with thorns, which is her way of acknowledging that she was sharp tongued and non accepting of you. So this is really hard for her. She wants to say that she put others in the family household before she put you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's hitting me heavy in the chest. This is sort of what Allison was talking about earlier about being so clairsentient during a reading. But your mom's deeply sorry, and she wants you to know that she is, you know, at peace on the other side and gathered with friends. And she sends a lot of love and light to the family all the time. So I want you to just, you know, go with her blessing and know that she's trying to make it right with herself, but she understands the debt she owes to you emotionally, and she's very sorry for that.
Okay. Okay, Erica, okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for hanging on. Sorry we were rambling so long.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You take care, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and what I want to do is just take a moment here, Patty, and hopefully we'll get some more questions in here for you, but let's just go give out the phone numbers. If anyone's listening and they would like to call in and have Patty do a reading for them, she'd be more than happy to. And you can call in on the toll-free line for the USA, which is 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. And you can call direct at 530-876-5227. 3222, and we already have a caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Jay.
Who?
Jay.
Jerry?
Jay, J-A-Y.
I think he said Jay.
Okay, Jay. Okay,
Jay,
great.
Like the letter.
Okay, Jay, well, this is Patty. Patty, this is Jay, and I'll let you do your thing, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Any messages from my mom?
Any messages from your mom? Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, do you know if there's anybody with an R female that your mom would ask about?
My sister.
You have a sister with that initial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rhonda.
Okay. Do you know if there's your mom seems to be asking as if there's something going on with her emotionally. Do you know what she's talking about? In the past couple months, your mom seems concerned about her.
No. No.
Is there another female that you're in the family that your mom would have a concern about? She showed me this concern around a female, but it seems more of an emotional thing, not a health issue or anything.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let me just try and see. Okay. I almost feel like this has got something to do with how your sister maybe is missing your mom. Or that she's just recently gone through a big change of some kind, whether it's a move or something with her kids. I can't say for sure. But it just seems like your mom wants her to know that she's always around. She's not ever leaving her. She's always with her. If you could maybe just pass that on to her.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to make you feel like there's something going on with your sister that's not.
Okay.
Okay. Is there something new coming up for you in work, Jay?
More jobs.
Would
a lot of work.
You said you're out of work?
No, I have a lot of work.
You have a lot of work?
Yep.
Yeah, it seems like this. Do you own your own business, Jay?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It seems like there's something that your mom's talking about coming up for you that's going to be a new venture that's apart from what you're doing right now. Do you work with your hands right now? Or do you help people that work with their hands?
Yeah, I work with my hands. Yes,
you work with your hands. Okay. Pay attention when it comes to, okay, your mom's just showing me, pay attention when it comes to April or May for an opportunity that's going to surprise you a little bit. Are you married, Jay, or do you have someone in your life?
Not married. I do have someone in my life.
Okay. This might be with them. Pay attention to there's something coming off that you're doing now, and it's something, you know, separate and apart from what you do with your hands. It's going to be very different. But I feel like she's giggling a little bit about it and saying that it's going to be a surprise to you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Was your mom, would she talk about someone who was a hairstylist or someone in the family that is a hairstylist, or would she ask about she keeps pointing to her hair as if she needs to get her hair done, or she's talking about someone that used to do her hair?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Was she particular about this? Does she always go to the same person? She won't let it go, so she keeps pointing to her hair, wanting me to say something about it.
I don't know.
You don't know what she's talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, just write it down, and maybe it'll
okay.
spark something in you. Okay. Jay, do you know the dog that your mom has with her? She's showing me this dog that sits next to her that she keeps petting. Do you know who this is?
She did have a dog, yes.
Okay. Have you lost a dog in the past few months?
I haven't.
Okay. Because this dog doesn't seem like it's been there that long, and she's just showing me this dog that she keeps petting, and it's got it's wearing a red collar, and it has this dog almost looks like it's smiling at me. Okay. Do you know if there's a W male that your mom would bring through on the other side? I can't tell whether this male is connected to your mom or separate from her.
Not that I can think of.
Okay. I'm just going to have you, again, just keep it sort of in your back pocket. I don't know whether it's William or Walter. There is a double.
No, I do know. Yeah, Walter.
You know who this might be?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I do.
I don't feel like it's a blood relation to your mom, but she is showing me that they're there and they've met. So she just keeps sort of putting her hand out almost like, it almost looks like Vanna White, like she's showing him to me and saying, yes, he's here. We want them to know that he's here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Your mom wants me to, and I don't mean for this to sound bland, but your mom wants you to know that she's very proud of the way you've handled the situation in the family recently. She keeps using that word recently. So I don't know if something in the family was very difficult for you and maybe you've changed your mindset about it, but she makes me feel like, well, he's doing a really great job recently about this. And when they say it like that, it means that, you know, maybe there was something in the family that was very difficult and then you've let it go or you decided to handle it differently. I don't know if that makes sense to you. But she wants you to know she's very proud of how you're dealing with it now.
Okay.
All right, Jay. I'm just going to pull. Your mom's asking me to pull a card out of the deck for you, so I'm just going to listen to her. She's choosing the number 8. Is there any significance to the month of August for Mom?
August will be my sister's birthday.
Okay.
Not the 8th.
I'm sorry?
The 8th. You said the 8th?
The 8th.
The 8th.
So, is it the 8th of the month that your sister has her birthday, or is it actually in August?
No, it's actually in August.
Okay.
My birthday is on the 8th, though, but it's in January.
Oh, I see. So that would make a lot of sense that she's using that for you. Do you have any other siblings, or is it just you two?
Just us two.
Okay. There's a card in the deck that says, write your own script, and your mom is saying, basically the message is she didn't realize how much charge she had over her own life when she was here. And she wants to remind you not to let anybody decide anything for you. She wants you to stand on your own and recognize that you're a very powerful person all on your own, that you don't need anybody else to help you make your decision. So it's sort of just a, you know, like your mom's cheering you on to just say, I didn't have a lot of charge over my own life, or at least I didn't think that I did, but she wants to remind you that you do.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Jay, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Jay. Well, that was wonderful. I didn't realize the deck was numbered.
It's not. I listen for them to choose a number. I listen for the deceased to give me a number of the card that they'd like me to choose for their loved one.
Okay.
And so it usually always is very telling, you know, when they say the 8th, that it layers on top of another message like this gentleman saying it's his birth date of January the 8th and then his sister also in August. So.
Okay. I was sitting there going, I don't think they're numbered. How did she do that? Okay.
Yeah,
which leads me to one of the questions I had for you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And, Carla, I'm going to ask you to hold on while I ask this question. But,
okay.
Often I work with spirits, mediums and psychics, and quite often they tell me that spirit gives them messages via the numbers, meaning they give them numbers.
Right.
And certainly many people who aren't psychic or mediums get the same. I mean, they get messages with numbers all the time. Of course, numbers are the universal language, and certainly they have spiritual meaning. And I was just wondering, obviously you experience this because you just did it.
Right.
But do you experience this a great deal in your readings, getting numbers? And
yeah. Actually, most of my readings open up with either a letter of the alphabet, you know, where overwhelmingly, like with Erica's mom, overwhelmingly she kept showing me the letter M in the alphabet.
Sure.
Which, you know, I understand in the terms of numerology can sometimes numerologically, you know, you would correspond M with that letter, with that number in the alphabet,
sure.
and then add the letters and so on and so forth. And the same thing for me with letters, or often the deceased will come right out and say to me, one of four. Tell them I'm one of four. And then I'll say, who in your family is one of four? Or are you one of four? Often the sitter is. Or then, if it isn't that, are they asking me to talk about the 14th of a month for certain
sure.
reasons? So this happens throughout my entire reading. Today I was doing a reading for a lady, and her husband kept using the numbers 4 and 7, 4 and 7, 4 and 7. And the poor thing was so overwhelmed. She'd lost her husband. It just wouldn't come to her. And the husband was really getting frustrated. And he just kept giving it to me throughout the reading. And finally, she just started crying and said, oh, my gosh, our little boys are 4 and 7. But she just wasn't thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And then
so
I was thinking of
for something for them to connect to. Okay, I got it.
And
okay.
I always correspond a number with, you know, certainly 1 through 12, I'll correspond it with the calendar. You know, if they give
sure.
me 4 and it's not that number, are they asking about the month of April?
Sure. Sure.
So on and so forth. So it's
okay.
sort of a shortcut for the other side, and it works.
Sure.
Well,
it's the universal language. I mean, it
absolutely
is a way of communicating. So
right.
I was just interested in that question.
Yeah.
Okay, so caller, you've been waiting. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison and Patty. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine. And you guys?
Doing well, Nancy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Great.
Nancy, if you have a question for Patty?
Yeah, if there's any message from either my mom or dad.
Okay. Either your mom or dad, or how about both, Nancy? Your parents miss you. And you miss them, right, Nancy? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both came out in a strong boom as soon as you said that and put threw their arms around you. Oh, it's very sweet. Your dad went first, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Dad's been there for a while. He's telling me he's been here for a while.
Yeah, almost 8 years.
Almost 8 years. We've got a run on eights tonight here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's Nancy, right? Nancy, who's the J initial that your dad mentions?
My son, Justin.
Your son, Justin. I have a run on Justin's today, too. That was one of my readings. That was her little boy's name, is Justin. Okay. Does Justin remember Grandpa?
Okay.
Nancy?
Yes.
I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Say it again.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Does your son, Justin, remember his Grandpa?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can you let Justin know that Grandpa was asking for him?
I will.
Okay. Nancy, who's in the medical profession in your family? Why is your mom talking about someone in healthcare or the caregiver, the nurse?
I work at the hospital,
okay,
and
honey.
I was her caregiver.
Okay, honey. That's all she's... That's not... I don't mean to say that's all she's... Why she's saying that to me, but... Nancy, I don't know that you... Did you ever really know from the bottom of your heart how much your caregiving meant to your mother?
No.
Okay, because I have a feeling that... Is it fair to say that Mom was a little edgy towards the end?
Oh, horribly.
Okay. If your mother just said, oh, it's fair to say, all right. Nancy, can you please accept her apology? She was so frustrated. Your mother must have been defiantly, I'm sorry, Nancy, she's talking to me and I'm losing my own language. Was your mom fiercely independent in this life?
No, she was very dependent on us.
She was very dependent on all of you.
Yes.
I see. So it's actually the opposite of what she's showing me. Okay. Because it's as if she just, you know, Nancy, what's interesting is that your mom's apologizing because she says she did rule things in a way that she felt was her own independence.
Uh-huh.
But in truth, it was really her dependence on all of you. But she saw it as sort of her own task. Does that make sense? The way she sort of, she's saying to me, using the word ordered, like she ordered everybody around.
Oh, yeah.
And so in some ways to her, this was the way that she felt an independence. But in the end, she realized it really wasn't that at all. And it was quite upsetting to her as she got, you know, longer and longer into her illness. Who suffered from the diabetes, Nancy? Do you know someone that's there with your mom? That she's making a reference to me about the person that's there with her that has the diabetes.
Let's see. Neither my mom or dad. I mean, I do.
You have it now, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. In a way that you, just through diet and exercise, you manage this?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't anything like from when you were a child?
No.
Okay. I think this might be then your mom's referencing. I'm sorry. Definitely room for me to get it wrong. Your mom's referencing it to you and telling you that you've done a good job. Has it been more than 6 years since your mom went?
No, it's been just a year.
Oh, just a year. Why the sixes for your mom, Nancy? Are you one of six?
No.
Okay. Let me just keep working on this with her. How about the month of June or the sixth of the month?
Sixth of the month.
Anything in June, Nancy, that mom wants to mention?
Well, I have a child born in June and 3-4 grandchildren born in June.
Okay, so it's one of her grandchildren and also great-grandchildren?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It may just be sort of an overwhelming. She makes it to me awfully big on the calendar as if she wants to point to that.
And
Nancy, were you able to make peace with your mom toward the end?
I felt I did. It was, I mean, I lost both my father-in-law and my mother within the same 2 weeks.
Oh.
And both were unexpected.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't really think there was a total peace there. I mean, I do forgive her and
uh-huh.
understand, and I hope she forgives me.
Uh-huh. Oh, she says she's shaking her head. She doesn't think you really have anything to forgive. You know, that she doesn't feel you owe her an apology, Nancy. I mean,
oh, well.
You may feel that way yourself, but your mom's shaking her head. I'm just going to ask you quickly. I know we probably have to go soon, but do you know who the T male is that's there?
T.
T is in Thomas. Doesn't come to you.
Not that I can think of.
Would this be someone that mom would call out to that's here, that mom or dad would call, Tom or Kim?
No, not that I know of, unless it's one of my dad's children that I never knew.
Okay. I'm just going to go out on a limb and try Tony, too. She keeps giving it to me.
Okay.
Someone named Tony.
And they've already passed over?
No, I feel like she's actually calling out to them here in life, Nancy.
Oh.
Write it down. Sometimes it takes, you know. Sometimes, boy, the light bulb goes on the minute you hang up this phone.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure why she's bringing it up. But, you know, the danger with radio is, too, that it could be for the next caller.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes what happens, too. But I have this really lovely feeling that your mom's, you know what, Nancy, your mom did not have a very easy life here.
No.
She had a very challenged life. And what she's enjoying on the other side is taking time off. And she never had the opportunity to travel in this life much or take vacations. So she's decided to do a lot of that on the other side.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so she wants you to know that she really is wrapping her arms around you. And I think, Nancy, maybe it's in a way that she never did much here, you know?
Yeah.
But your father your father kind of takes a back seat to all of this. And he wants to say he's sorry about that because he feels like, your dad feels like he was a little bit muscled by your mom here in life.
Yeah.
And he feels sorry that he didn't stand up for you a little bit more. So can you accept his apology for that, he's asking.
And oh, yes.
I say, I'm sure you can. So they're very much around you, Nancy, and I hope that this has been healing for you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Bless you guys.
Take care, sweetie.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Very, very good.
Wow, the room's getting full here at my house, Allison.
I'm sure it is. I connect to her emotion, and I'm just sitting here, like, getting all emotional with her, and I'm like, as if it was my reading. So, okay, so I...
Yeah, we get layered up, right?
Right, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
We will probably have time for maybe a couple of real quick calls.
Okay.
But if I can, I want to kind of get this in here really quick.
Yeah.
You recently did a workshop in Lilydale?
I did.
Okay.
This summer.
Well, why don't you take just a minute here and tell us about what kind of workshops you do and
okay.
what you teach and
okay.
then possibly, again, direct people if perhaps they'd like to take a workshop from you.
Right. To the website.
Take a moment. Go ahead.
The website is www.pattywithanisinclair.com, and I teach advanced and primary mediumship trainings. So for anyone that feels they have a gift of mediumship or they'd like to see if they can inspire one, then they are more than welcome to come to the primary mediumship, which will be coming in Connecticut this April. We hold it at a beautiful old historic bed and breakfast here in my hometown, mm-hmm. and it's a really lovely weekend event. And then we do another advanced mediumship training next fall. I teach day-long workshops on angels and on the chakra systems and something that I like to call intuitive awareness, which is basically a workshop where we just go over all sorts of different things. We practice the art of psychometry, and we practice mediumship. We do angel readings. I teach people how to visibly see the aura, and we do some energetic healing work. So it's sort of a workshop just to put your toe in the water with
yeah.
all sorts of different
covering
things.
Covering a lot of bases.
Yeah,
really.
And
that's
then
wonderful.
Walk away and say, wow, you know, I really love the mediumship, or wow, I really love that part when we did, you know, the angel readings or what have you. And so it's inspired a lot of people to start their own path, and that makes me very happy, you know, to
wonderful.
See.
Wonderful. That's great. That's
other people.
Wonderful. And if they can't connect with a mediumship, certainly they're going to find that there's a different way or maybe a different place where they need to put that energy, connect in a different way. So
exactly. Everybody has a gift, you know. We just don't own it.
Right, exactly. Oh, tell me about it. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have another caller.
Okay.
I heard a beep. So who's calling, please?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Allison. It's Eve.
Hi, Eve. I was thinking
Hi.
Of you tonight.
Hi, honey.
I am so glad to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Hi, Eve. How
me
are
too.
You?
I'm sorry?
How are you, Eve?
Hi, Patty.
Good.
I am kind of going through a whole new journey in my life here and for the past year and a half, and I was wondering if you could see if my mother and my brother were or are still going through it with me and were there for every step of the way.
Okay.
And also, the dog with the red collar, it's mine.
Oh, great. Poor thing, he's been looking for somebody. It's funny because I felt a dog come in the room when my husband closed the door, and I'm up in my bedroom, and I actually have two dog beds because we just went and bought a second bed. And for some reason, I had to take the one bed off the other bed and separate them, and I felt like this guy was lying here and looking at me like, please get that message out for me. I just have to ask you, Eve, did you have to put him down?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's this, I just keep hearing from him, it's okay, Mommy. It was all right. Because
I know.
He's telling me that was one of the hardest days of your life.
Yes.
And I just want you to know, I know you already know it in your heart, Eve, but he just wants you to know.
Thank you.
It's okay, Mommy. I know you did the best you could. And also want you to know that he's running free. The hindquarters aren't bothering him anymore. The hindquarters were really
yeah.
in trouble. And so he's running free, happy, lit like a little puppy again. Just want you to know that. Okay.
That's great.
Eve, I'm hearing from your mother, the very first thing I'm hearing from her is she keeps saying to me, why are you so preoccupied with that, what everybody else wants you to do? Why aren't you worried more about what you want to do? So she's having this conversation, and she's sort of scolding you, like she's wagging her index finger.
Great. Okay,
and,
yes.
And she's saying she wants you to be good to yourself. You know,
yeah.
she wants you to start thinking and concentrating more about yourself. Eve, she says you're too much of a giver of other people's time. She wants you to... Does this make sense, everybody?
It all makes sense.
So they have been with you, but at the same time, I feel your brother led a burdened life. Do you understand that?
Very much so.
Okay, because he's very free of whatever demons he had. And he does use that word. I don't love to use that word, but your brother said to me, I had a lot of demons here in life, Patty. And he wants you to know he's free of those. So he's whooping it up on the other side.
Oh, good.
And I think you're on your own when it comes to your brother. Maybe your mom comes in.
Well, he's here a lot, and he plays
Oh, your brother's still here in life?
No, but he comes to visit.
Your brother comes to visit from spirit?
Yes, and he plays tricks on me.
But he's telling me that he's sort of a pistol, isn't he? Your brother has a very unique energy. Because he's almost galloping and laughing and showing
great.
Me, he's waving his arms around. It almost reminds me of that scene from The Sound of Music when Julie Andrews is at the top of the hill, you know, swirling around
wonderful.
Like that.
That's wonderful.
Do you know anybody named Rose that your mom would mention?
My aunt.
Okay. Now, is Rose still here, honey?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
Aunt Rose. Now, how is she related to Mom?
My mother's sister.
This is her sister. Do you ever see your Aunt Rose or talk to her anymore?
When...
Do we still have you, Eve?
Eve?
Oops.
Might have lost Eve, but that's okay.
Oh, doggone it. Just as Mom was going to give a hi to Aunt Rose.
can you hold it for a second there, Patty?
Sure.
All right. And I just want to tell everyone, Eva is a friend of mine.
Certainly. Oh, okay.
And this evening, I sat down and I picked up my cell phone to move it off my desk.
Uh-huh.
So that it wouldn't be anywhere near me and ring during the show. And when I flipped it open, Eve was highlighted on my phone.
Oh, how funny.
So that's why I was thinking of her. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, Eve, yes, yes. Maybe I'll call her after the show. And
right.
So it was really nice to hear.
And now she's, and maybe
and
she's
hopefully
back.
She's back. Eve,
yeah.
Are you back? Who's calling?
This is Jess. I'm calling to surprise Patty and say how wonderful she is.
Oh, who did, I couldn't hear it, did Allison.
It's Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Oh, thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
How are things going on your end?
They're wonderful.
This
I
is another great gifted medium here
wonderful.
That's calling in, Allison.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, Allison, I wanted to just say how wonderful Patty is. I've experienced a couple of her workshops, and she has really helped me in developing my gifts. And I just wanted to say to listeners that she really is a wonderful teacher, a wonderful medium. You couldn't meet anybody that's just any more compassionate and gifted at what she does.
Well, she's pretty much evidencing that here on the show, not only in, you know, her mediumship, but certainly in her delivery with this great deal of warmth and kindness. So thank you, Jess. We're pretty much finding that out about her.
Oh, definitely. And
wow.
I just have to say, Patty, your cards have been such a gift to my reading. I can't tell you how many clients I've had that come in and say how much they appreciate just having that message. And they say, my mom would say these kinds of things to me, or I needed to hear that from my brother. So you really brought the gift, a real gift into the world with those cards.
Jess, thank you so much for calling in. That means so much to me.
Oh, you are very welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear, for calling.
All right,
you're
Jess,
welcome.
I'll be in touch soon, okay, honey?
Okay, thanks.
All right,
Patty.
Love you.
Thanks, Allison. Bye-bye.
Patty, what we're going to do with Eve.
Okay.
Okay. If you want, you can continue with the reading, and she can listen to it back on the archives, and I'll see to it that she gets the archives.
Okay.
Or I can email you after the show and give you her phone number and or maybe email address, and perhaps you could share it with her that way, whichever
absolutely.
Way you want to do it.
Yeah, I think that's best after the show, because I know that for me, I have a difficult time if I don't have her energy on the line
okay.
with us here, but I think
sure.
mostly her mom was calling out to her Aunt Rose.
Okay.
And then past that, if you know how
sure.
we can get in touch with her,
sure.
If you could email me at the office, her mailing address. We'll send her out a deck of Within Reach cards, and maybe
right,
that'll
wonderful.
Be nice for her, too. Yeah.
Well, I'll take care of that right after the show, but I'm
excellent.
Not so sure if who's on the line.
Oh, it's Dominic from England.
Hello, Dominic. How are
hello.
You?
Hello. Okay, I don't know if this is one's possible to do, but I've got a spirit friend by the name of Jemima, and I don't really know too much about her.
Okay.
I'm wondering, any possible way to get in touch with her, or... Was that out the question?
Dominic, I'm not sure if I understood. You have a friend in spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, that you know, or this is a spirit guide to you, or...
I suppose she's like a guide.
She's like a guide to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you had her around?
About 20 years.
Wow. And have you been able to get her name from her yet?
Well, she tells me she's, she goes by the name of Jemima.
Jemima?
But she told me that she was stage trained and done some film work.
Okay.
And she was alive during the earlier part of the last century and passed on during the 70s.
Okay.
And then later I kind of watched this TV series in the 1950s and saw this woman who looked exactly like her.
What show was that, Dominic?
Christmas in the Pit.
Christmas in the Pit?
Christmas in the Pit. It was a horror sci-fi thing. And she acknowledges the possibility it is her, but she won't. I can't really get any confirmation out of her because nothing she says is any solidity to it.
Uh huh. And so you're wishing that she would speak more clearly to you, or
yeah.
Okay. I think the best way always to talk with the guides is to give yourself a time for centered meditation when you're quiet, even if you went and just bought a beautiful white or gold candle. And use some non-lyrical music, Dominic. I don't know if you... you live in the UK?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a beautiful artist that I'd love for you to get in touch with via his website. The last name is H-A-L-P S-T-E-V-E-R-N. His first name is Stephen Halpern, and he makes beautiful, non-lyrical, angelic music.
Uh-huh.
And it's very good for helping you get in tune with the angelic guides or for spirit guides. And you want to also call on the support of Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, and ask for her support as you try and call in the guides. And just give yourself some time for quiet meditation and allow her to speak through you. Do you do any automatic writing, Dominic, ever?
I did, but it just sort of stopped working for me.
Uh-huh. Sometimes the guides fall away and create a new energy as you change some of the things that you're going through in life, Dominic. And if you've had her 20 years, you may find that she's changed her own voice. And so you might want to tune in to see if there's an energy that gives you a different name now as a chief guide, because I actually see a lot of Native American behind you. Do you enjoy shamanic work, Dominic?
I've not done any.
You've not done any.
No.
So maybe this one guide for me, for some reason, I don't know my Indians, I'm embarrassed to say, very well, but there is this beautiful tall Indian standing behind you. He's wearing all dark brown skins. And he's wearing a lot of onyx and silver jewelry. And so he stands behind you, and maybe you could kind of try and touch in base with him. Do you own your own business, Dominic?
No.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm kind of unemployed, but I do also do a lot of art.
You do artwork?
Yeah, artwork, yeah.
Okay. So you are sort of an entrepreneurial type?
I suppose so, but I haven't anywhere yet.
You're an unemployed entrepreneur?
Yeah.
I've been there, too, before. So I think you want to try and call on him, and he's going to inspire you. He's got a beautiful, very deep and ethnic tone about him, and I want you to try and maybe touch base with him and use some sandalwood incense to try and connect with him and see if that doesn't prove to be enlightening for you, Dominic, because you're a very sweet earth angel type yourself. So you should probably try to connect more with your gifts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling,
Take
Dominic.
Care, Dominic.
Thank you very much, indeed.
Take care.
Very good. Well, listen, Patty.
Yeah.
We've got about 2 minutes left on the show.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. How fast does it go?
Yeah, very.
So
very.
We are sending out the message to Eve, if she's still listening. Eve, I'll be sending your email address and phone number to Patty.
Excellent.
And she will call you and finish up the last of that reading, connect to your energy, right? Is that correct? Right, Patty?
Yeah.
That's very sweet of you. We appreciate that. One more thing that I want, because we've only got 2 minutes here. So once again, Patty, please give everyone some information, those that perhaps are tuning into the show that didn't hear about the mediumship cards.
Okay.
And make sure you give your website as well. And caller, I hear that you're there, but we've got 1 minute left of the show. Who's calling?
It's Eve.
Oh, Eve, darling. Sweetie, I'm going to email your phone number and your email address.
Oh, bless you, Vinny.
She's going to connect to you personally, okay?
Thank you so much, because I am sobbing here.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie. We
no,
love
we'll
you.
Connect with you, Eve. Not
no,
too
but
much.
It's a good sob. It's a good,
oh, good.
Sob. I needed
okay,
this
sweetie.
Badly.
Yeah. No,
okay, bless you
sorry.
Both.
Okay, honey.
Oh,
thank you.
All right.
So for
bye.
Everyone else, you can contact the website at www.pattywithanisinclair.com, mm-hmm. S-I-N as in Nancy, C-L-A-I-R, and the deck that I have is called Within Reach Mediumship Cards, and it's a 44-card deck of interactive messages from those in spirit so that you can give messages to your for yourself or for friends and loved ones.
Right.
And it's been a pleasure to be on here with you.
I loved having
it again.
You here. You will have to do it again. Contact me, and absolutely I'd be glad to set you up. And everyone, you know, go to Patty's website and read all about her. She's got some wonderful testimonials there. I enjoyed reading those. I'd like to thank the callers, Erica and Dominic, Jay, Nancy, Eve, and Jess. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know that Patty joins me when I wish you love, peace, and just abundant blessings to you all. Thank you so much, Patty, for being here.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.